Now, again, I was telling Pinder, I'm very much into literature as a writer myself. I'm a reader and a writer, and I'm very much a scholar. But I don't know the emotion and the feeling of what it's like to have one of your books come out into stores. That happened for you this week, of sorts, along with Jordan Tutu, as his new book is on store shelves.
Yeah, it's a funny feeling. This is a different project. You know, it is Jordan's book, and my job was to tell Jordan's story the way he wanted it told, and to kind of capture his voice in the book. You know, to get something that was authentic in terms of Jordan. It's a different sort of, kind of a different project than some of the things I've done. But you really don't know how people are going to take it until it shows up, right? That's the same no matter what kind of book it is. You work on a thing for months or years sometimes. You deal with an editor. There are various and sundry people who read it during that time. There's a lot of back and forth. And generally, by the time it's done, everybody's happy with it, obviously, but then, when you unleash it on the world, you lose control of it. And it is a funny feeling. It's a funny feeling to be reviewed. It's a funny feeling to have people say, hey, I like this or I hate this. And it can be really gratifying if people get it. Sometimes you want to read along with them and say, no, that's not what I meant. What this is actually about is this. You kind of want to be like a living footnote to these things. But, I got to say, so far, early days, but with this book, and it's because it's a particular kind of book, and it's different. It's different in a lot of ways. It sounds different, and the content is going to be pretty raw for some people. The reaction so far has been tremendous, I just woke up and saw this. There's a lovely story about it in the New York Times this morning. Which
wow.
So that's a first for me. I'm pretty happy about that.
Now, this is first person from Jordan's perspective, is it?
It is. I drop in, my voice drops in at points in the book, to kind of add some context and to talk a little bit about, what, especially in the introduction, a little bit about, what it was, what it meant to me to be up, what the experience was for me to be in the North, especially, and, kind of trying to understand Jordan's world and where he comes from. But, the voice in the book, the voice of the book is the voice of Jordan Tutu. And, it is, he is very, very honest. It's, I'm not sure that an active athlete, I could be contradicted on this by somebody, but I'm not sure how many active athletes have laid bare their life the way this guy has, warts and all, and there's lots of warts. So, you want to know what it's like, now he has a very particular life and comes from a very particular place and has dealt with things that a lot of people haven't dealt with. But you want to know what it's like to go to rehab? He'll tell you what it's like to go to rehab. You want to know what it's like to be the king of Nashville and be drunk every night and then go play hockey the next morning? He'll tell you about that too.
Could you put into perspective for someone that maybe isn't a huge hockey fan or that's never been to Canada, just how long the odds were for Jordan to be a hockey player, just how incredible achieving what he has done is?
Well, there's no, there's no point of comparison, right? There's no other Jordan Tutu. There's no other guy who comes from the place he came from who made it to the NHL. He grew up in a place where there was no organized hockey at all. Obviously very different. They're a very different environment in Nunavut. They kind of could throw together enough kids to put together a team and go play tournaments twice a year, but it wasn't like there was a league. It wasn't like they got the greatest coaching. There's all kinds of social issues and community issues in those places as well, that he and most of the other kids in that town were dealing with, the stuff they had to deal with when they went home. It's not, no one scouts them. No one's up there looking for hockey talent. So, the chance that one kid, an undersized kid from that town, would find his way to the NHL. I couldn't even put numbers on what the odds would be.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, he's the least likely person in the National Hockey League. And, right up to this year where he, kind of fought his way through a tryout contract and wound up with the Devils. He has been beating odds, and I know it's a cliche, but with this guy, it's true. This guy has been beating the odds his entire life.
The book is called All the Way, correct?
Yes, it is.
All the Way, My Story on Ice, Jordan Tutu. You can find it in your Indigo Chapters, bookstores, and of course, Amazon, along with Stephen Brunt, Jordan Tutu, the new book. Did you have to encourage him or try and sell him on being brutally honest, or was that just his goal from the start?
No, he was kind of on a mission here. Now, you know, this will seem contradictory, but he wanted to tell the story, and he wanted to tell the whole story. He didn't want to sugarcoat anything. And, you know, there's been stuff done about Jordan in the past. There's been a lot written, and there's been some television done, especially around the time his brother committed suicide. But, you know, there were a lot of things he held back and did not talk about. But he wanted to get some stuff out there on the record about his life, about his family, you know, about the stuff he'd been through. But the other side of that is, and anyone who has had any dealings with Inuit people would tell you the same thing. You know, it's not a chatty culture. Now they don't. There's not a lot of small talk. Mm-hmm. You can sit around with some Inuit guys. So we went fishing up there I went fishing with him and his dad and my son and his nephew. You know, we were out on the lake for like 14 hours at a time, and I'm not, you know, and those guys didn't say anything. They just kind of fished, and you know, they speak when necessary. So, you know, part of this process was kind of building up a relationship with Jordan, and then saying, look, you know, now's the time. We're going to talk. And, you know, and kind of understanding in the moments when he was going to be ready and willing to do that, you know. And, you know, for instance, you're talking about Terrence's brother and the day Terrence died. You know, it wasn't until we were in Nunavut that he would talk about that. You know, and it was a specific day. And you kind of just knew, you got the cue that, okay, today's the day. And then he let go. So it was a very interesting process. Interview is probably the wrong word, but, you know, just kind of sparking those conversations and having those conversations and understanding the particular rhythms of him and you know, of his people in a lot of ways. They don't just kind of waste words the way we do. We waste words all the time. Those guys don't.
You know what's interesting, sorry, Ryan, about his story, and I'm guessing that comes through in this book. To a lesser extent, say I'm from Manitoba. I'm very proud Calgarian and a proud Albertan. Still feel, you know, my attachments, but I'm very proud and happy to be here. For Jordan Tutu, his off seasons are still spent in Nunavut. He is still that guy. He celebrates that culture, the hunting, that way of life. He's in New Jersey, like Manhattan. He's lived as under the bright lights, but has not chosen to run away, if you will, from that lifestyle and from who he is.
Yeah, he goes back every summer for sure. Now, you know, he's got a place in Kelowna that is another, you know, he has another off-season home as well, like a lot of hockey players. You know, that seems to be kind of a colony for hockey players there now. But, yeah, he does go back every summer, and he does go out on the land. You know, it's kind of that idea of being on the land is a pretty fundamental. That's where the book starts, and, you know, I that's something I had to learn about, the idea that it's not, you know, you think of going fishing or going camping or going hunting as recreation. And you had to start to think about it as something that's more just life, you know, that you don't divide that up. It's not like, let's go fishing. You know, if on the land is living, you know, if you live in the north, and especially if you're Inuit and live in the north. So yeah, he does go up there. You know, and that's despite the fact that there's some big issues that, again, if when you read the book, you'll understand some of the issues he's dealt with within his own family. It is an extraordinary experience to be with him up there, though, and to see what he means, you know, because, you know, we all know kind of local heroes, and, the guy comes back to the small town, he's made it to the NHL, he's a big deal, right? But for this guy to go up there and kind of be the symbol for an entire people, the guy who made it, and the way kids react to him up there, like, I'm not sure that there's anybody who is more important to their, you know, fan base than Jordan Tutu is to his.
Is that why you think he opened up to you, Stephen, given what you said about how, you know, minimally the culture he came from speaks? Do you think it is because he wants to show kids where he grew up that there is a chance and an opportunity to achieve their dreams?
I think that's a huge part of it, you know. I think he wanted to say, look, I've been through an enormous amount of crap here, you know, and some of it I caused myself. But, you know, I have faced a lot of things that people up there are facing every day. And I lived in a household like you guys, some of you guys live in. And I dealt with suicide, which a lot of people in the North have dealt with. And I had a substance abuse problem, as a lot of you have. And I'm still alive, and I'm playing hockey. hockey, and you know, and he got married last summer, and you know, I think that message, you know, again, I think real role model is a devalued term. It's been completely devalued the way we talk about it in sport. Most of the time, it's just, you know, it's meaningless, right? It's absolutely meaningless. But you know, if you apply his story, you know, take his story and tell that story to a kid in Nunavut, you know, that is, it's a story of hope. You know, that sounds corny, but it's saying to somebody who might think that they're walled in, you know, that there are things that they'll never be able to do and that they don't have a lot to look forward to in life, that you can change that. You know, and again, it's accomplished here by a guy talking about his own failings as much as he talks about anybody else's failings.
Anytime you open yourself up, there's criticism, and like you say, if it is with it being as honest as it is, do you feel like this was therapeutic for him? Is this something now that it's on shelves and people will know much more about him than they did? Is this a thing of pride for him from what you've seen with him?
Yeah, I think it is. But there's going to be people who are going to read stuff in this book and, you know, and not like it. There are going to be things about Jordan Tutu in this book that people are not going to like. You know, I think that's the other. He has not sugarcoated his own life. He speaks in a certain way. You know, he's crude in a lot of the way he speaks. He says, you know, the way he speaks about women at times is going to offend people. You know, and kind of his, you know, there's a bit of braggadocio about his own, you know, the drinking days and kind of what it was like and who he was in Nashville. And, you know, there's going to be stuff that's going to push buttons for people in a bad way. But I think the idea for him is to say, look, I'm not going to pretend to be somebody who I'm not. And, you know, you can take me, you know, you can love me or hate me, but this is me. So that's, I don't know how many of us would be willing to do that. Like, I thought about that as I was writing this thing. I was thinking, you know, my life has not had the twists and turns that Jordan's had, and I certainly haven't faced the obstacles that he's had, but I'm not sure I would be this honest with anybody. You know, never mind putting it out on a bookshelf.
Good stuff. Can't wait to read it. Congratulations to you both on that, and we'll talk to you next week. Have yourself a fine weekend.
You too, guys. Take care.
Thanks, pal. Stephen Brunt, there you go. Bookstores, Amazon, wherever you get your reading material from, it is available now.